This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Deadly, destructive tornadoes.
Multiple houses have been completely destroyed.
Warning to Israel.
They're not going to get our support if, in fact, they go in these population centers.
House Speaker prevails.
Declaring the office to be vacant.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there are deaths in two states as tornadoes rampaged through the Tennessee Valley. Here's CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
A third straight night of severe weather. Tornadoes struck towns north of Birmingham. Officials in northern Alabama say there was major damage to towns and reported injuries and worked through the night to rescue residents from their homes. The intense storms coming after another day of active tornadoes that bore down on six states Wednesday.
Violent tornado.
This tornado bore down in Clarksville, Tennessee, outside of Nashville. And just to the south in Maury County, the wreckage left behind by a tornado was everywhere. Splintered trees, collapsed roofs, and gutted homes littered parts of the town of Spring Hill. Spring Hill's mayor confirmed there was at least one fatality.
We are in a search and rescue mode. We are going from house to house to make sure that everybody is okay.
The storms even hitting close to home for this first responder.
My parents' house was damaged. It's pretty devastating.
A storm death has also been confirmed in North Carolina. President Biden says the U.S. will not supply weapons that Israel can use to launch an all-out assault in the city of Rafah in southern Gaza.
We're not walking away from Israel's security. We're walking away from Israel's ability to wage war in those areas.
So it's not over your red line yet?
Not yet. We've held up the weapons.
Biden told CNN that includes bombs and artillery shells. One Israeli lawmaker says the U.S. action jeopardizes Israel and the entire free world. CBS's Raimi Innocencio has more on what Israel terms a limited operation in Rafah.
Every day in Rafah now, frightened Gazans are flooding the city's last functioning hospital.
The health situation in Rafah is now very miserable.
Dr. Jabal Al-Hums told CBS News his hospital is struggling to cope, overflowing and understaffed.
All areas are not safe. All areas are targeted.
Stormy Daniels, one of the key witnesses at Donald Trump's New York criminal trial, will be back on the stand today facing additional cross-examination. House Speaker Mike Johnson survived an attempt to oust him from his leadership role by a member of his own Republican Party. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
This is the Uniparty.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene made good on her threat to force the vote to boot fellow Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Declaring the office of Speaker of the House Representatives to be vacant.
After a cascade of boos, the House overwhelmingly rejected Greene's efforts. With fewer than a dozen Republican colleagues joining her and Democratic leaders showing their support for Johnson.
Ms. Green, were you surprised by the number of votes against your motion?
No, not at all. I fully expected the vote count, and I think this is exactly what the American people needed to see.
Green has blasted Johnson for cutting too many deals with Democrats, including the recent foreign aid package for Israel and Ukraine. Some of Green's colleagues denounced her tactic.
She is engaged in a failing act of political theater.
As Democrats defended their choice to back the embattled speaker.
We need more common sense and less chaos in Washington, D.C.
The Biden administration's proposing a new rule aimed at speeding up the deportation process for some migrants. It targets those with criminal records or those otherwise found to be ineligible for asylum in the U.S.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
In a CBS News exclusive, correspondent Chris Van Cleve has spoken with a whistleblower who used to work for a major supplier for Boeing's 737 MAX planes.
If quality mattered, I would still be a spirit.
Santiago Paredes worked at the end of the production line at one of Boeing's largest suppliers, Spirit AeroSystems, doing final inspections on 737 fuselages before they'd shipped to Boeing.
How often did you find issues?
Every day.
Findings he says his managers pressured him to keep to a minimum.
This is a recipe for disaster, really. It was just a matter of time before something bad happened.
Paredes, an Air Force veteran who spent 12 years at Spirit's Wichita plant, was known as former employee one in a lawsuit brought in December by Spirit shareholders, alleging widespread quality failures. Quality failures, Paredes says, Boeing was well aware of.
They knew they were getting defective fuselages.
He says he frequently found issues near door panels similar to the one that blew out of a 737 MAX mid-flight in January.
Spirit AeroSystems says the claims are unfounded. The former interpreter for baseball star Shohei Ohtani has agreed to plead guilty to bank and tax fraud. Prosecutors say Ippei Mizuhara stole nearly $17 million from Ohtani to pay off sports betting debts. Three children were among five people critically wounded in San Antonio when two men with long guns shot up a home.
Everybody that was in the house was hit. For lack of a better term, they Swiss cheesed the front of that house, and it's a miracle we're not dealing with five dead bodies right now.
Sheriff Javier Salazar says up to 25 shots were fired. There have been no arrests. Three men face charges in New Mexico for allegedly using Meta's social media platforms to target and solicit sex with underage children. State Attorney General Raul Torres.
It's abundantly clear that Meta and executives like Mr. Zuckerberg don't have any intention of dedicating the kinds of resources necessary to making sure that these platforms are safe.
Meta says it has spent years building technology to combat child exploitation. Well, it's been around since 1964.
The car you knew America could build, the Chevy Malibu.
Now General Motors says it will end production of the Malibu sedan later this year as it moves to make more EVs. 10 million have been sold over the last 60 years. The Corvettes will now be the only car offered by Chevy. Another beauty queen has handed in her crown.
You can take your first walk as Miss Teen USA.
Miss Teen USA walking away from the title. Uma Sofia Srivastava says on Instagram her personal values no longer fully align with the organization. Earlier this week, Miss USA resigned to focus on her mental health. There's word former President Trump's 18-year-old son Barron has been selected to be a Florida delegate to the Republican National Convention. He graduates from high school next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A store in the heart of New York City, right near Macy's, has been shut down for allegedly peddling stolen goods.
Rahana's Cosmetics, feds say, sold things in their store that were stolen from places like Rite Aid and Macy's to the tune of $1 million. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says the two people indicted would use shoplifters to steal the goods, then bring it to their store for resale.
We found hundreds of boxes of stolen items of the types of products you would not find at a beauty store. Designer purses, electronic devices, over-the-counter medication.
He says more than $200,000 worth of things were stolen from Macy's alone. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Denver Nuggets star Nikola Jokic has been named the NBA's most valuable player for the third time in four seasons. He was the only player to rank in the NBA's top 10 in points, rebounds, and assists per game during the year. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Thursday, May 9th. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.